People of the world, let's get together. Good afternoon and welcome to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. We have a very, very special broadcast today from the deck of the Queen Mary, the original Queen Mary, built in 1936. And this place is full of ghosts of both animals and people. So we are so psyched that Candy Kane Cooper, our guest from last week, this is unprecedented in the storied history of Clear Conscience Pet Radio, that we have a guest that's been on 2 weeks in a row and went from on the phone to live. This is like a major, major, just a cataclysmic, actually, event. So welcome, Candy.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you for having me here today. It's a beautiful afternoon, and I'm so excited to get started.
Well, I wish we had the podcast thing going so people could see this beautiful setting. We've got the the water behind us, the water in front of us, and we are literally we're on the back end of the Queen Mary. We were downgraded. We tried to get on the front end, but we didn't have the proper tickets, I don't think. So what we do have today, though, is we have some live guests as well. We're just pulling out all the stops for Clear Conscience Pet Radio today. And we have a beautiful little girl with us, and her name is Mickey. And she's an Akita, and she's with some of our favorite people, the folks from Nature's Variety, and her mommy is Michelle England. And welcome, Michelle. Step over here. You're going to have to be like, snug around like the campfire kind of a thing here. So we're going to do a live reading. Candy's going to give us some insight into what little Mickey's thinking. She's only 8 months old. She's a beautiful little puppy. And she's not so little. She's actually really, she's a good size, and she reminds me of my baby Carly in heaven, my chow, who guided me in my spirit towards animal care and health. So it's kind of really special to have her with me today. So, Michelle, say hi.
Hello.
Now, do you realize there are no restrictions here, and we, whatever says it happens, and we can't question the communicator communicates, whatever she says goes. So, this is the official disclaimer of Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio. I want you to start out by asking if there's a couple. I heard you asking Candy for some insights into some specific things. So share those with our vast audience out there in North America, and tell us the things that you'd like to learn most about your beautiful 8-month-old Akita Mickey.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really excited about this because I rescued Mickey. She was about 4 months old. She's 8 months old now, and we've worked really hard to get her over her fear issues. And it's mostly with probably people and images. And she's come a long way, and I was really excited about this because I think Candy will be able to help clarify what's really going on with her and what I can do to help her get over this next step.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. At clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paul's Pet Talk Radio Network. After that interruption, the Queen Mary actually got loose from its moorings, and we had to pull it back and tie it back up here in Long Beach. So it took us a minute, but it's all safe now. Now, Candy's going to start her communication with Mickey. So Mickey right now, she's being stroked by the lovely Candy, and she looks like she's enjoying it, but she also looks a little nervous because I think she's feeling the intensity of the communication experience. So let's take it away, Candy.
Yes, she is. I was thinking she might be having a paranormal experience already, but actually I see it's just an onlooker with sunglasses that's got her attention. Why don't you come down here if you want to, yeah, and just sit close if you want to watch, because it's a distraction for Nikki.
Yes, audience participation.
Yes, audience participation. What was it that you wanted me to ask her? Well, right off the bat, she told me that I know you named her Mickey, but she liked to be called Nikki. First off, that's okay. She wants to say, it's okay. It's just a visitor. All right?
Mickey, he's our studio audience. You have to treat him well.
Okay. So we understand that you were rescued, and Mommy has some questions for you. Mommy Michelle, I know that you want to be called Nikki to start instead of Mickey, so that's fine because I always think of that song, Oh, Nikki. Anyway, but beyond that, what were some of the issues that you wanted me to talk to her about today?
I wanted to work with her on overcoming that, for example, that, because that's not a normal behavior for her. It's random, so I don't know what it is that sparks it. Because she knows she doesn't need to be afraid of people. Or I would like her to know that she doesn't need to be afraid of people.
Okay, yeah. Because first off, she is afraid of people. So that not being normal behavior is actually very normal for her right now.
Right.
So we can work with her a little bit. But I can't explain that to her in 1 minute, that not to be afraid of people. But I want you to know that she is very nervous. The first thing she said when I met her at the event today was, well, why am I here? What am I doing here? Her energy was a little unsure, although she's feeling a lot calmer up here now that we're in a small group. But I would, I break all the rules of normal dog obedience or formal dog training because I work with their minds. And a lot of times, or most of the time, what's really in their mind is quite different than the pat answers or things that people are used to doing working with their pets. So I'm not going to say put her in a crowd and start desensitizing her. Mm-hmm. Wrong. Mm-hmm. First, you need to start to build security with her just with you and let her know that she's safe just within her own world,
right.
So she's feeling very insecure, and just to take her and throw her out in these environments is going to quite possibly traumatize her, and you won't be able to actually ever get her comfortable. Okay, because
we did work up to this, but I understand what you're saying,
yeah.
And I need to figure out what that. I know that link is missing. And that's what I'm trying to do is connect that link with her.
Right. And it's time. It's time. I can't say it's going to happen in a week. I can't say it's going to happen in 6 months. I don't really know. But she's had a hard past. You know, obviously you said she's a rescue. I haven't asked her what that was yet because I don't think we should talk about that right now. We're trying to move forward. But she's calm right now, as you can see. So I wouldn't put her in these crowd environments or situations or training situations just yet. I would just work with her and build your relationship with her because you love your new mommy, don't you? Yes, she loves you very much. And she says that you cry all the time when you hold her. You have tears and you're overwhelmed with this emotion. So I see your spirit and what a beautiful person you are inside and the love that you have for her. And I think you should just be kind of selfish and just share that with her alone right now for a while till she feels a little calmer about venturing out in the big world. Because she is going to bark at everything and everybody right now. Yeah. What else do you want to ask her? You okay?
Yeah.
It's okay if you want to cry now. She loves you very much, you know, and what you were sharing with me before about her spirit and energy connected to you, I think you're 100% right on that. And just enjoy that. That's okay. She doesn't have to be the everything dog right away, but, you know.
Yeah, that's not really what I expect. I
know.
I just want her to just
be okay.
I want her to know that I'm going to take care of her. She doesn't have to take on that responsibility.
Did you hear that? Did you know that you're safe? You know that you're safe now and you're home? You're home with mommy? You know that, don't you? Almost. She's almost sure about the safe part. She knows you love her very much.
I know she likes her food.
Yeah. She loves her food. And of course, you feed her your food. Of course. Why not? Why would she eat anything else?
Well,
you like mommy's food? Good. So anything else, anything you want to ask her, just go for it.
I want to know how her eyes feel.
Oh, okay.
She has some, to me, her eyes look a little red.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure her eyes feel okay.
Maybe she was at that party last night with the rest
of
them.
Yeah, she was rocking out with all you guys last night. Once in a while, her left eye is a little irritated, but how is your vision? Can you see? How are you seeing? Good. Vision is good.
Good. And she also, they also thought she had head tilt when she was born, and that's why they were going to dump her. And some people have said she might have it like a neurological.
Oh, a neurological problem?
But I think she's fine. I think she's just, like, you know, just got a good head tilt going on.
Well, as far as her mind and the way that she's putting her thoughts together for 8 months, she's more than ahead of her years, well, not years, but then her age. I don't see any issues with her thought process. Physically, let me ask her can I check the rest of your body? Can you tell me how the rest of your body feels? I know, and I'm very honored. She says, I'm letting you touch me, but I don't really like people to grab and touch me right away. So I appreciate that, and thank you. Thank you for letting me do this. Her hearing is great. How is your mouth? Is she missing some teeth on the upper part here? Has she lost a few of her baby teeth still? Are they still coming out on the upper right?
You have to lift it up. I think she's all good.
You're all good? Okay. I don't want to lift her mouth up. Physically, she feels fine. I don't feel any pain anywhere. I don't feel anything with the neck or the head. I think you're right. I think she's just got a cute little head tilt going on. I don't think it's anything neurological. Again, I'm not a vet, but I'm feeling it as if I'm inside of her, and she feels A-okay. You know, she feels great. Okay, we have another visitor here, so we might have some talking going on. It's okay, Nikki, it's okay. It's okay. We're out here in the public, so we have a lot of onlookers while we're doing the show
today.
See,
this is live radio.
Yeah, this is live radio.
Yep.
It's okay. He's just passing through.
Well, while she's getting over that, another question I have is...
Yes.
We have 1 minute, guys, till our next break.
Okay.
Hey.
It's okay,
pretty
Mama.
Girl,
it's okay.
Girl.
It's okay, Mama. Sit down. You're good. You're safe. Good girl. You're safe. Good girl. Why don't you lay down? Good girl.
All right, guys. You know, this is a perfect opportunity for us to take a quick break. And this is really awesome. We're having a good time. This is the real deal, guys. I mean, we're not like, you know, saying, you know, some folks on the radio who do things like, did she have a brown toy once? Or, you know, I mean, this is really trying to get into the issues of what is happening in an animal's mind, not some parlor trick. So I just want you guys to know the difference. And you, if you know who I'm talking about, gosh darn it, well, too bad. So we'll be back in a minute. Thank you so much for being with us here on Clear Conscience Pet Radio.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
Amazing taste is in my bowl. With super gravy now. Oh, once I thought dinner was
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. We're here live from the Queen Mary in beautiful Long Beach, California, 3,000 miles from our usual studio and spanning the continent to bring you the most original, fun, and fresh information on animal care, spirituality, and communication. And we're going to have one more segment because Mickey is here and we just can't not talk to her a little bit more. She seems to just want to get a little bit more off of her chest. So so we're going to have one more little session here. And I think Candy has some recommendations for Michelle and about her relationship with Mickey. Mickey, again, is only 8 months old. So she's a, you know, the age of her soul is something I don't know. But I know that she's young in this life here on the planet. So it gives us an opportunity to really see a fresh baby just learning the way of the world. So my very special guest, Candy Kane Cooper, is right here to my right, and to my left is Michelle Englund from the wonderful Nature's Variety Company, who, by the way, makes a very nice series of dog foods and treats. Look them up online. They're easy to find. Welcome back.
All right, so let's continue. She's calming down now, which is good. She's a little more relaxed. What else is on your mind? What else do you want to know about her, Michelle?
So for spending some quality time with her, I know what my favorite things are to do with her, and I just want to see if she's enjoying them as much as I am.
And what are those things?
Going down to Dana Point Harbor, walking on the harbor, taking in the breeze, going down to the pier, walking through the parks, visiting some family out in, letting her just smell their yards.
Like going on the beach? Nikki, what do you think? Oh, she says she likes looking at all the birds. Do you have any birds in your house?
No birds in my house, but when we go to the harbor, they fly and she does her
pet. Yeah, you might consider getting her a bird for a pet. Would you like one for a pet in the house for a friend? To have a friend in the house?
Not a snack.
No. She says she barks, but she's never going to hurt it. She wants me to tell you that, not to worry. She's not going to actually try to, you know, attack the bird. But
I'm being a smart ass.
Yeah, that's okay, because it's common, yeah. But she would like a little, it looks almost like you're showing me a picture of it, like a little parakeet, a little green, and a small one, she says. Oh, in a white cage. Okay. Little green and red in a white cage. Oh, that might even be a lovebird. I don't know. Something to think about for a little companion for her.
Yeah.
She says, oh, no other dogs.
She likes being the only
She
girl.
Does not want you to get her another dog. Right. She wants to be the only one. Have you all to herself, she says.
Does she like going and playing with the dogs?
A little, but she says, sometimes I feel like she gets too rowdy. She says she's like, almost she's like confessing to me that she can't control herself and she gets a little rowdy with the other dogs. But other than that, she's okay. But she's apologizing that she gets a little high key and like, you know, can't pull it back a little. So it's okay. You're still young. You're still learning. You know, testing the waters with the other dogs on how they're going to interact with her. You know, She's a strong energy. She's not going to be your like prissy little girl dog. She's more like a male energy. So get ready, because the older she gets, the more that's going to come out.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's your tom girl, tomboy, you know, tomboy girl, just like her mom, right? So she's gonna be a power to be reckoned with when she gets a little older. Yeah, she'll be taking you for a walk on the beach soon, I'm sure. What do you think? Any other things you like to play with, and other things you want to do that you want mommy to know about, besides getting a pet bird for your own at home? Oh, she likes nap time, and well, cuddle time, again, only by you. So be very careful when you have her out. She doesn't like people coming at her. Like I said, I was very honored. She let me just right away start touching her and petting her. But that's not going to be normal for her. And that's okay. You know, she might never like that. I have a lot of clients where the animals don't like to be touched, you know, just like some of us. You know, some of us are huggers and some of us are a little, you know, stand back, you know, don't get too close, you're in my space. And the animals are the same way. And we try to break them of it, but why? It's, you know, they're allowed. They're allowed to have their space.
And I'm familiar with the breed, and it's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
And I do just respect that.
Good, yeah. Yeah, good,
I don't expect the Golden Retriever lab.
Yeah, right. The friendly, yeah. She might not ever be that, and that's okay. She's really going to probably even get more and more connected and tied just to you as the years go on. So be ready. It's going to be a good bond.
Good.
Yeah, a very good bond. You're going to have a happy new life now. I'm so happy you're saved, and I'm so happy that you have a beautiful mommy to love you and that respects you. Nikki. You're very lucky, Nikki. Yes. Call her Nikki, not Mickey.
Okay.
Nikki.
And what about road trips? Does she like to go on road trips?
In the car? Let's see. What do you think about the car? The car, I'm getting a mixed review. It's like she wants to go in the car, but yet it still freaks her a little bit. So it's like, I like it. Oh, I hate it. Oh, wait, I like it. Well, now I hate it. So she does like it. So I just build up to it little by little. She does like it, but she's going to act like she hates it too. Yeah, she's still not sure. And she wants to ride shotgun in the front with you, not in the back. Okay, so put her in the front. I know, damn it. But put her in the front with her little doggy carrier thingy. But she wants to be in the front. The back is no good. She gets car sick. Okay, I hear you.
She really wants to
be with her.
She
yeah.
She seems to feel like Michelle needs a lot of defense. That's what I'm. Silly me, it's just what I'm feeling.
It's not silly.
More than just like the
for herself. Yeah.
That she thinks Michelle needs someone to really look out for her.
It's a very good match.
Emotionally troubled times that she's thinks her mission is to heal and protect.
And it is, right? There's a reason why you're together. It just doesn't happen. You know, which we know in life. But that's a whole other conversation and a whole other show. But yeah, but our animals are called to us. More than times not, the owner says, she picked me, like you said. And that is always usually the case. So you okay? It's okay. I know it's emotional because you're connecting with her in a different level here today.
Yeah, I wish people could see. It's such a cool scenario. We're sitting here on the Queen Mary and under a beautiful veranda. And Mickey is just stunning. Nikki is stunning. And she's just been incredibly mellow. It's almost mm-hmm. like she's in a meditative state, letting this happen instead of like, you know, putting energy out there to block it. She's totally accepting of it. So I'm really loving her body energy and what
yeah.
she's portraying here. So
she'll be a lot more really relaxed cool. too, that she got all, you know, got to connect like this. It's just when we go to a therapy session and we feel all relaxed.
Feel like
you feel
now.
Good? Yeah, okay, I'll send you the bill later. You know, but it's true. It's for the animal too and the human. And when I do my sessions, I always do try to, we didn't do our countdown meditative thing beforehand because we're live right now, but I always bring the owner in and relax them out just a little bit, especially if the animal's remote, which we'll do with our next guest, so they can come in and feel a little bit of what I feel, but you're already feeling it, which is terrific. You know, so, oh, thank you for sharing her with us today. She's beautiful.
And the timing is perfect. You're a pro, Candy. You know you're broadcasting because we are right at our break. And Michelle England from Nature's Variety, thanks so much for leaving our show to come and hang out with us and do this and give us a chance to, like, kind of get this thing going. You were a really big help to us. So it was really sweet of you to share your time and your beautiful, beautiful companion with us. We wish you 20 happy years with her. And she's a doll. I hope to see her at the next business event that we're at together as she grows into her magnificent self. And there's our break. We'll be right back.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Scratch it.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio, live from the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. And we just are having just a fabulous time here. The only thing missing is our mimosas and snacks, so we'll have to arrange that next time. Now, we are excited to kind of make a species jump here, and we're going to do some communication with Susie, about your bird.
Yep.
Welcome, Susie Robertson.
Thank you so much. Well, I own a small pet store in Central Coast of California, and we receive in animals a lot. And recently, we have received in a 40-year-old Malaccan cockatoo named Mango. And he came to us with a little bit of malnutrition, eating the improper diet. He was a little crazy, a little hyper. He's missing 2 toes. Don't know where that came from. I'd love to find out. But the previous owner had him for 17 years. So what he did previous to the 17 years, 23 years, we don't know. He's funny. He's friendly. He loves small children. And he is a character. But we want to serve Mango better. We want to know what this big guy is thinking and what we can do to make his life fabulous.
Okay, well, let's get started.
I love the way you asked that question, Susie. Thank you.
Yeah, that was perfect. Let me have your hand. And I just want you to relax. Just close your eyes. And we're just going to do a visualization here for just a minute where I want you to, in your mind's eye, just think about him as if you're looking right into his beautiful face. And opening up your heart now, I want you to send him this love, this pure energy from your heart to his, connecting you to Mango and Mango to me and back to you. And again, Susie, let him just feel it. Just relax. Relax all your energy. Let all this stress go. Good. And one more time, let him feel your love, connecting you to Mango and Mango to me. As human and animal mesh as one universal mind. Okay, Mango, can you come forward right now? Just ask him to come and talk to us right now. Susie, just speak out loud.
Mango, this is Candy. And Candy, Candy loves you, Mango.
And oh, he's right here. Okay. Yeah, that was it. He's like, I'm here. Okay, good. So I'm just going to ask you, you're going to, you know, lead the session. I'm going to guide you a little bit here, but just, you know, start with your first question, and I'm going to interpret it as I get it, but I'm already hearing his voice. He's quite the talker.
Yeah, he is. He's crazy. He imitates laughing, so he's just funny.
And he's got kind of like this crazy, I don't know if it's because we're on the Queen Mary, but it kind of sounds like a sailor voice, like rah, 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 kind of. It's kind of like a character voice, you know? It sounds like a caricature.
He's funny. He's very animated, just really very animated. We'd like to know if his current diet that we switched him immediately to.
Okay.
Is he enjoying that? It's just, you know, very vast, very varied. But, you know, we took him off of the sunflower seeds after 17 years.
He says he misses his seeds. That's the first thing he just said. Yeah.
Yeah.
He misses them. Maybe you can give him a little bit or something different to supplement, but he likes, it's not even so much the actual seeds, but it's the manipulation with his mouth. He likes the cracking, you know. He wants to have something to crack open.
Okay.
Yeah. So he misses, maybe it's like smoking, you know, kind of, you know, people get addicted to the sunflower seeds too. Why wouldn't he, right? Mm-hmm. All those years of eating them, he's missing that. Okay. So you might be able to replenish it with some other kind of nut if you don't want to give him the sunflowers.
Fabulous. Yeah, because I was thinking from the day he came in, we just abruptly stopped his sunflower seeds and he kind of detoxed mm-hmm. for several days.
Okay.
And, but we do give him fresh fruits, vegetables. He does have a seed mix with pellet food as well.
But he wants to crack the shell.
Mm-hmm.
See, so it's not the nuts.
Yep.
It's the manipulation of the shell.
Can I do it? I jump in,
yes.
A nutritionist jump in here, because I'm much more involved with feline and canines, as most of these folks know. So tell me, what's the deal with sunflower seeds, so those who are listening know why, because you're very knowledgeable about birds, obviously, you had a very specific reason for taking him off.
Good question.
Kind of like the way I would take a dog off of certain brand names of dog food or types. I want to know what it is about sunflower seeds. Is it just too limited of a diet? Is it very one-dimensional? Share that so our listeners can get some better ideas about how to feed their birds. So we'll do spirit and nutrition here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to be concerned with a bird's fat intake. And sunflower seeds are addictive, hallucinogenic,
really,
and cause fatty liver disease.
Well, why haven't I been eating them? No, just kidding. Yeah.
So, you know, 3 sunflower seeds a day versus a whole bowl of them, or maybe even 5 a week. If you notice, and I hand raise parrots, various types, I can hand raise my babies up till 10 weeks old, and they have never had a sunflower seed in their life.
Wow.
And if I don't get them placed by 10 weeks old, 12 weeks old, whatnot, I will hide a sunflower seed just below the surface of their food bowl. That is the first thing they will go for. There is something very unusual about the sunflower seeds. They're good. They love them, but fatty
it's
liver
the morphine
disease.
Of bird food.
Yeah, it is. It's the LSD of bird
yeah,
food.
Really.
So Mango was very hyper, very out of control. He was not present.
Gotcha.
He was very unpredictable. And took 5 days, and my staff and I were, you know, watching this. And now people come in that have known Mango for years because they were friends
with
her.
Yeah, they see the change in his
personality. Oh, they can't believe
it. So I would say just switch it up with something else that he can crack open, because that's what he's missing. You know, you said it's, you know, it is addictive. So, you know, he's a little bored. It's something to do.
We offer him about 5% of his diet is nuts,
okay.
Hazelnuts, walnuts, you know, pecans.
Does he crack them? Can he crack them?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh,
okay,
this
so
guy
more.
Could crack open a macadamia nut in 2 seconds. His beak, he's the largest of the cockatoo family. He's a Moluccan.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And when he came to us, he had some pink feathers on his head.
Right.
And he was white. He is now baby pink.
Beautiful. So what
so
else do you want to ask him?
Well, he loves children.
Okay.
He'll get down to the bottom of his cage and dance like there's no tomorrow when a kid comes up.
And he loves the music too, he says. You can crank the music, he said. Crank it up louder. He wants to dance. And I'm kind of hearing, I don't know if I'm hearing it right from you, but it kind of sounds to me like you're listening to like 60s soul music or something, my kind of music. He's like wanted to be a temptation in his other life or something, you know? Miracle. Loves the soul music.
Yep.
A miracle.
Yep. Yeah. He's a miracle, yeah.
We have videos of him dancing, funny videos of him dancing. He's full of life. He just is full of life. The one concern we have with him is, I mean, you can take him out and hold him and rub every inch of his body, preen him, help with his new pin feathers coming in by, you know, as another bird mm-hmm. would do, popping the ends of the wax bullets and such. But the moment, and it's almost like he can sense it, the moment you are done because you need to do something and to put him into his cage.
He doesn't want to go back.
Oh, he yeah. will snap
yeah.
and bite.
Yeah.
It'll take you 3 weeks to get over the bruise. It's
well, amazing. He's telling me that before, you know, he had a lot of years. Obviously, he's 40 years old, which is amazing. In his previous life, well, home life, he had a lot of freedom. He was not in the cage most of the time. He was out of the cage. So this is a whole new experience for him. And we can work with him right now. We can talk to him and let him know, because he doesn't understand when he goes in the cage, he's afraid, how long am I going to be in here? So if you start teaching him time and explain to him, well, okay, in 5 hours, you'll be out, or when sun comes up, we'll take you out, then he's going to feel more comfortable going back in. Right now, it's just if you say, oh, okay, baby, I love you, and you know, you can play out tomorrow outside. We'll let you fly around. That doesn't work because he doesn't know what you're talking about. So what I want you to do, Susie, is starting today, I want you to start teaching him time, and I teach all my clients this, and all you listeners can take this home and do this with your animals. Teaching them 1 hour at a time, one finger, two fingers, three fingers, 3 hours, and letting your animal get to have the sense of what that means. So in 3 hours, Mango, I'm going to take you out of the cage. And then in 3 hours, you take him out. And then you say, okay, Mango, when sun up tomorrow, you're going to go in now. Sun up tomorrow, you're going to come out again. And every day, just work with them. And the more comfortable he feels with, you know, it is kind of like a jail. The more time he has to spend in the cage where he knows when he's going to be coming out, the more relaxed he's going to get with the idea of going back in. That's all that it is. Just the insecurity of not knowing when you're going to spring him again, because he just doesn't like it.
Okay,
and it can be cured, because I work with serious, serious animals with separation anxiety that rip a whole house apart because the owners say, you know, I'll see you later. And most of the time we lie to our pets. We'll see you later, when you really mean I'll see you, you know, in about 8 hours. And that doesn't work. They, you know, they freak out. So if you just teach them to be comfortable and learn the time thing, you're going to see a big difference. I promise you. And just visualize it. You know, if you see the sun up, sun coming up, you're going to come out, show him in your mind, you're taking him out of the cage, playing with him, whatever you do with him, giving him a bath. And then, oh, he wants me to tell you that he loves to go in the shower. Do you put him in the shower with you?
Well, he's at the pet store, so
okay.
We've got a self-serve dog wash. And so I put him in the dog wash tub, and he didn't quite get it at first. But
yeah.
Then as I showered him, he seemed like he enjoyed
from
it.
From above, right. He's showing me if you do like the light sprinkle, because I assume the previous owner put him in the shower. It looks like he had his own little perch that, or like maybe there was a seat in the shower that he sat on. And, you know, the light trickle, he loves being in the shower. So you can have fun with him. You spend a lot of time in the water. He likes the water a lot. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think just the question I guess I have now is he happy at the pet store? It's busy. He's right next to my desk. He gets all the food that I'm eating, and we help very healthy. And he's got a constant flow of people coming up mm-hmm. to him. He's created his own fan club.
people
come in just for him, and then they coo and caw, and then they leave, you know, and so is he happy?
Do you ever take him home?
Oh my gosh, it's just.
Yeah, you know, I have not.
He's like, I want to come.
You got to take him home. You got to take him home. You're asking me to be honest. He's not that happy. He wants to go home.
He wants to
take him home.
You've got a communications convention going
Exactly.
on
you got to take him home and you got to let him fly. Is he clipped?
Yeah, he's clipped.
Okay, so you got to take him home and take him out of the cage and hang out. He's showing me hanging out on the couch with the previous owner, hanging out in the bed. He spent a lot of time in bed with this person, watching TV, just sitting at home.
No, just packing him up, you know, to come and go, and I'd have to get a bigger cage at home because he eats both, you know, at home and
at the shop. He might honestly be happier at home than at the shop.
Yeah.
He had a very solitary kind of life before, and even though he's very social, he doesn't really care about it that much. It's not like making him all that happy to interact with all these, well, he says stupid humans. Okay, I agree with you. He doesn't think much of the human race. That's cool. I'm right there with you. I love animals more. My kind of bird.
We do tend to disappoint.
Yeah, we do tend to disappoint. But I think to make him truly happy, I would take him out of the shop. I know that's not what you want to hear today. And I think he might be happier just at home and waiting in the cage till you get home, and then let him spend the evening hours just hopping around the house, hanging out on the couch, coming in your bedroom, watching TV with you. He likes to eat the grapes. He's showing me sitting on the bed, eating grapes with his previous owner. Just the one-on-one thing is more kind of what he's all about. Even though he has this amazing personality, I think he's more used to an intimate relationship with his human caretaker.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind going to work. He wants to punch the clock at the end of the day, though, and sign out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would take him home. If you can't leave him at home, take him home every night.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be happier boy.
Interesting. So, he needs that home environment.
Just like hanging around. Just hanging around, not doing much. Sitting. I see him on the top of the couch. I see him in the bed, just sitting on her shoulder. Feels like it's a female energy sitting on her shoulder, watching TV, just like a dog, you know, just like a big dog, only with feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Mangle? Have I got it right? Yeah, okay. I'm telling you right now. She's listening, okay? Okay.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Candy. This is awesome.
This is a wonderful segment. I really enjoyed this, and it gave me more insight into the bird psyche. And so I'm so glad you came to join us, Susie. It was really fun. I love watching you guys.
Thank you.
Communicating together and bringing Mango into this space with us. So it was awesome, and we are so appreciative of your time. Thank you so much, Susie Robertson. And please go to, if you're anywhere near Los Osos, California, this beautiful store, Squeaks, Chirps, and Bubbles in Los Osos. We'll be right back.
Love for the human race. Make it a better. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait, I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Balls Pet Talk Radio Network, your place for the spirit, nutrition, care, and love of animals. And we have a very special guest, and this one's personal. Jeffrey Gordon, and it's not the stock car driver. He's much more handsome, not quite as rich, though. But Jeff is a fabulous musician, one of my very best friends in the world, and
he's recently had some traumatic experiences, but also a renewal, and it involves the loss of his beautiful Jack and the adoption last week of Riley, a beautiful new boy that's come into the family to join Jeff and Carol, the humans, and Emma, the little girl who was left behind when Jack went to heaven. So we want Candy to help you, Jeff, to kind of see how Riley's doing. And it's only been about 4 days at the house now. Is that correct?
Five, give or take a day.
Okay. All right. So before, I mean, Candy, I'm sure, is already starting to get some vibrations, but give us some of the things that are on your mind, because that'll kind of help steer us in the directions that would be best for you, buddy.
When Jack passed, I was very tentative on getting a dog right away, because I wasn't sure, like, you know, if he'd meet up to the quota. He's been very, he was a big part of my life, and, you know, once he was gone, I immediately wanted a dog, but I couldn't face him. So we just got back from vacation after 2 weeks, and that's what we were waiting for, so we ended up going and adopting Riley. And as usual, I'm always nervous, you know, about if it's going to work out or not. So, but he's seems to be a great dog. The two dogs seem like they're working really well together. They're playing, and so that's kind of like where I am right now.
Okay, Candy's going to come right on right now. Candy, meet Jeff. Jeff, meet Candy.
Hi, Jeff. Actually, while you're talking, your dog that has crossed over, Jack, came into the session here before Riley, and he wanted me to tell you that he doesn't want you to have this, like, guilt feeling, or he doesn't feel that you're replacing him, that he feels that you have so much love that you need to share it with another dog. So if you're feeling a little apprehensive or uncomfortable about, like, the replacement thing, it's perfectly fine with him. He's very glad that you have another dog. Did he have a traumatic crossing?
Did he have a traumatic crossing?
Yes, Jeff. Did Jack have a rough time in his last day or moments on Earth? We don't want to upset you.
Did he have an accident, or?
No.
Yeah, because I feel a lot of pain. I just don't know what it's coming from.
So a sense of, I don't know what, you know.
But that's okay. We don't have to visit that right now. But he wants you to know that, you know, he's very happy that you have the new canine in your house, and he's just, like, giving you his blessing with the new dog.
Thank you. He was fighting cancer for the whole year, and it came back at the very end. You know, we're talking about Jack, and and literally, like, it went quick, you know, the end, you know, and so the last week, I know he wasn't feeling well, so it was pretty traumatic, I guess, to me, you know, with anybody, you know what I mean? Like, I never went through this before, so.
Right, yeah, well, yeah, but he's not in any pain now, so you can feel comfortable in knowing when they're on the other side, and I connect with them, they're always rejuvenated. Not quite sure how that works or what it's about. Not even quite sure how I do any of this. But he's in no pain. And he also said that it's okay if you want to share some of his stuff with the new dog. Don't feel bad about that. I don't know if it's like his bed or some of his toys. You kept some of his stuff. And it would make him feel good if you let the new dog, like, have it.
Yeah, I'll let him have the dog bowl.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, good. Yeah, because, you know, he wants, like, his legacy to kind of live on in the new puppy. So do you have any questions about your new boy now that you wanted me to answer for you?
He's wonderful. He's such great personality. He's got so much energy. I never had a border collie mix before, and he's got so much energy. It's like that's what I'm afraid of, if I can handle it, you know. And
yeah, and he's bigger than Jack. Jack was a smaller dog.
He might be a little bit bigger, just tiny to big. You know, okay. He's only
Jackson's way bigger than him.
What's that?
Maybe he's going to get bigger.
He's going
perhaps,
to get bigger.
Then.
Yeah, yeah. Jackson says, "Oh, he got a much bigger doggy than me this time." Okay.
How's Emma doing, Jeff?
Oh, she's doing pretty good. I mean, she's really plays a lot with Riley. And, you know, like, I actually see her waking up a little bit, you know. She was very, like, low-key for the longest time. And then, literally, I was very surprised on how well they got together right away. And that's what kind of sold me on the whole thing of, you know, being Riley's guardian, you know. So
I think we should have a session sometime with Jack, and I think that would be very helpful for you guys, just to talk with him and talk about what happened and, you know, the crossing over thing, and because I just feel like there's all this lot of emotions still tied up in that, and I think everything's going to be fine with your new dog. I don't think you need to worry about any of that. He's going to fit right in. He's very happy. But right now, Jack is dominating my mind in the session right now. So,
he wants to be heard. He hasn't had a chance to talk.
Yeah, if you want to ask him anything, he's online right now. You know, you weren't expecting this, so I don't want to pull that out of nowhere. If you're not comfortable or live on air, we don't have to. We can do that another time.
I don't care.
Okay.
You know what? I want to jump in and share really quickly the story. It's kind of a strange one, and it starts out with me making a really boneheaded mistake. And on the Clear Conscience Pet Facebook page, I had put up a picture of a beautiful dog named Wiley. And Wiley was in a Mardi Gras outfit, and it was the day before school was starting, and I was kind of doing a whoop-de-doo, kids going back to school, little posting. And then I remembered that there had been a message from someone about their dog passing. So I said, and of course, we're so sad that Wiley's in heaven. Well, Wiley's guardian contacted me in 6 seconds and said, "What the F are you talking about? Wiley's alive and well, standing right here with me, and don't say my dog's dead." So that's not a good way to endear yourself to people, to say their dogs are dead. But it turns out that I thought that because a dog named Riley is the one that passed away that the owner, the guardian, had been a friend of Clear Conscience Pet and still is, but she let us know when he passed and shared that with us, and, you know, we shared that sadness and grief with her. So I thought it was really interestingly convergent that I dreamed this kind of Wiley-Riley thing, and I knew there was the life and death combined with these two names and these two animals, and then you went to Voorhees, New Jersey after being in Hawaii, and there's Riley sitting there. So Riley was trying to get through to me to let me know that he was waiting for you, but it just got a little confused. I got the W and the R mixed up and got in trouble with somebody, but we found Riley. That's what matters. So sorry for dominating the conversation there, but I thought that was a really resonant experience that we kind of circled around on that.
Well, I'm used to it, so it's okay.
Yeah, and what kind of dog is Jack?
Jack was a lab spaniel mix.
Okay. Yeah.
And I got him at the same shelter that I AWA over here in Voorhees. and I got him 11 years ago from there. And they, you know, it was I thought it was a very comfortable place. So I kind of kept on. I knew what we couldn't get dog right away because I just wasn't over. You know, I'll never be over Jack, but I mean.
I don't know what exactly. It could be a toy. It looks like it's red. He wants you to share his red something with the new dog. I don't know what it is. I can't exactly see a full picture of it, but it is red. But he's happy that you are sharing his dog bowl with him as well. And he says he's going to come and visit you soon.
Now, Jeff, I saw that video, and they're playing together really well in that the short video that you sent me. Is there any jealousy or issues in food or toy sharing between Emma and Riley?
I'm very surprised on how well Emma has adapted to this. Since we got... you know, the two of them playing, like, Emma keeps pushing toys towards Riley, and Riley is now adapting to, like, actually playing with the same toys. Now, occasionally, like, you know, Emma has will show her dominance to the toys, and, but, you know, kind of because, you know, Riley's a puppy, and she'll go after everything and anything, you know? But I think as far as food, we keep them separate. But the, you know, the playing and the toys, you know, it's just, it's, I'm very, like I said, I'm very surprised. And, you know, like, because when Emma and Jack played, Jack, he didn't want anything to do with the toys. So he kind of stuffed Emma all the time, you know.
Well, I'll give you a little insight, because when we first started a conversation with you just now, and you had mentioned Emma, Riley... In Riley's mind, Emma is like your a human daughter. He didn't think of her as another dog in the house. I thought Emma was your daughter.
Oh,
I
don't
think it was a dog.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yes.
So that
Carol will have something to say something about that.
So that might be part of the reason why, you know, he's very respectful and vice versa. You know, they're getting along because he looks at her as, you know, he's the new guy on the block, but she's definitely, like, you know, more than just another pet. You know, like, she's your daughter. That's how he thinks you view her.
Yeah,
as a human child.
It took me a while to come to grips with Emma, you know, because I was so close to Jack. And since Jack's... You know, since Jack had passed, I'm very surprised also how close I got to Emma. Emma has been wonderful to me, you know.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I think it's good. It all just worked out beautifully. You know, you can't plan these things. We as humans sit and we try to pick the right breed and the right combination and all these things. And in reality, you know, all that planning can just really go out the window. It really doesn't make much of a difference.
It's a beautiful gift from Jack to you, is that he wanted you to have the closeness that he knew you really weren't able to have when the four of you were together. It was kind of paired off because when you and Carol met, you both had the dogs separately. So that's unfair information, inside info that I know from knowing you. But I think that Jack was like one of the things he wanted to do some healing, and that's what I find with animals who passed is that they try to find ways to help us. People do too. We lost a friend recently, and some really amazing things started happening to us in our business after she died, and we're so sad that we lost her at only 52 years old. But I have this sense that especially soon after people or animals pass, they have the most ability to influence things on Earth, and they try to jump in while they can.
Yes.
And I think healing, not that you had a fractured relationship, but I think making you and Emma like a real daddy and daughter once and for all and not just like Carol's dog and Jeff's dog, I think that that was an amazing gift, and it sounds like it worked.
I
almost thought you had like an adopted daughter because I see her of color and you don't sound like a person of color, and I thought you might have adopted, you know, a child a biracial child, or yeah. So I assume she's of a dark color, Emma.
Yeah, that's the way we feel about Taylor Bay, our pot cake. She's we adopted her from Turks and Caicos, and there have been times when I've looked at Amanda and said, "Yeah, we adopted a multicultural baby." Just keep myself on the straight and narrow here. Right. Jeff, any other stuff? Any like? Candy. When I met her last week, and we feel like we've known each other for centuries.
Yeah.
she shared with me that she's very. Her communication goes across all kinds of species, and I understand that. You guys just also you. Carol lost one of a bearded dragon, didn't she?
Oh.
She had a Chinese water dragon for a year and a half, and lost the Chinese water dragon literally not even 2 weeks before he lost Jack. And so it was a very hard for us coping at that point. And we buried the dragon in the backyard, you know, and we now have Jack's ashes, and I'm just very partial. I don't want to it's really tough for it was really tough for us. So leading into this, we're going to Hawaii, and I wasn't sure if I really wanted to go because of Jack's illness. Was getting worse, and it happened that he passed a few weeks before we left, and I figured that the best time to get another dog would be, right after we left, and of course we get back and we have another dog within a day and a half. So,
I'm going to take a jump here. I think that what was the Chinese amphibian's name?
Oh, Saphira. Saphira's the name of the dragon that passed, and she got a new dragon.
Okay. Well, the name's not really important. What I'm sensing is that Jack needed a guide to try to pull him through to the other side. He was starting to be in a lot of pain, and people and animals have to make a decision. Something happens when the letting go happens. If you die a natural death that hasn't been imposed by accident or trauma of a dramatic and sudden sort, and I think that the lizard took a journey to kind of open the door so that Jack would find a peaceful place and kind of see that it's okay and it's going to be okay, and gave his life for Jack to start the process because he needed someone to help to open the door for him.
Yeah, I could definitely gather that, and I also use my father as a guide as well. He passed about 9 years ago.
What's your father's name?
Bertram.
Okay.
Yes, and Bert is someone I think about a lot too. And before Jeff and I ever met, I met Jeff's dad when I was in the wine sales business, and Jeff's dad was like the top liquor salesman in the whole state of New Jersey. And then I wind up meeting Jeff. Totally, somewhat, I don't believe in coincidence. So, again, the way these things all circle around is kind of I love the threads because they're out there. We can't see them, but they're pulling us, and we're pulling them. So, this has been really fun, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling in. I mean, for everything that you guys have just been through, it sounds like you've done a lot of healing, and I think that Riley just has a really, really generous spirit and just wants to be the glue that kind of builds the family back together, and he loves being with you guys. So the real pro here, Candy, who
who has a much, much more finely tuned and open channel communication. She really picked up a lot from this, and I was just kind of ripping off of her insights. So I don't want to seem like I'm stealing her thunder, but this has really just been great. And we welcome Riley to the extended family. And I think we have to send you guys some treats. We must be due for a treat care package, a new baby gift. So when Amanda and I get back to town from our road trip, we'll catch up with you. And Jeff, we are going to sign off with you, and then I'm going to just finish up with Candy with a couple of questions about what's happening back in Connecticut with our dogs. So I will talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, and thank you, Candy. I appreciate you talking to me.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing them with me today.
All right, so Candy, we don't have too much time left, but Ozzy, our big, beautiful, rangy golden, and Taylor Bay. Ozzy, he gets very upset when we leave, and he's very insightful. He knows days before we leave, but he's really taken this one particularly in a difficult way because we're selling the lake home, and he knows that, and it's his favorite place in the world. So it's really what stopped me probably for an extra year to not sell the house, but it's just something that we just had to do for a lot of reasons as a family. So I'm worried about him, that he's depressed. So, physician, heal your friend here. Tell me what we can do to help Ozzy out. Taylor Bay is like a really crazy little dingo-like spirit, and I think she just like wants everyone to be happy. As a matter of fact, she gets very upset if anyone raises their voice in the house, and so she's like a therapy dog. Like, she'll stop you if she barks. That means that you're not being kind to someone else in the family. So we're going to make a TV show around that. But that's another story for another day, you know, a Taylor Bay therapy dog. But Ozzy, who lost Isis 4 years ago when we adopted Taylor Bay, you know, before we adopted her, he's gone through quite a trajectory. And I'm just worried about him. I think he's feeling, even though he's only 8 and a half, I think that he knows that Isis died when she was 8, and he's scared. And I've tried to reassure him and send him pictures of long life and lots and lots and lots of stuff ahead. I hope some of that's getting through to him, but talk to me about Ozzy, or talk to Ozzy for me, and tell us what Amanda and I might be able to do to help him.
Well, yeah, you're right. He does know that you're selling the house, and he wants to say thank you, though, for keeping it this long. That he knows it's been really hard for you to keep it this extra year, that you made some sacrifices for that. But I think if you just can take him on visits back to the lake, he'll be okay. It's not so much the actual house, but it's the environment that he's going to miss. So he's showing me, you know, it's very beautiful. I want to go there. Can I come too? I want to go for a vacation. Just take him for, you know, occasional visits back to the old stomping ground. Is that good with you, Ozzy? Will that work? Is that good? Yeah, that's good, because he thinks that the new house is even better, like house-wise, like the interior is nicer and better, but he's just going to miss the other stuff, you know, like I said, the environment. Yeah.
Well, home in Connecticut is, you know, he knows, I guess, that really is his home, but
right.
He's always known that when the weekend comes around and certain times of year that we spend a lot of time there, and he knows that's coming to an end. And
he's saying that you're selling the house so you can help. I don't know how this is connected, but this is what he's saying to me, that you can help more animals, and he's happy about that. So I don't know what that means, but
that's a beautiful insight.
Yeah,
and it's,
that's what he's saying.
It's part of what we need to do to go on. And
there you go.
when life is about making decisions,
right.
And sometimes you can make things about economics, but there's also times when you have a message that it's time to move on in certain ways, literally and figuratively. So this is one of those times for us, and it was hard. And I think that we wore it pretty roughly in our own hearts, and that certainly affected him. But we had a great trip a couple of weeks ago, and Ozzy and I got to ride on our Wave Runner. That's one of his favorite things. Last year, I didn't teach him, but We shared the learning experience of him learning to actually get on the Wave Runner with me and ride.
Oh, fun.
And he is so into it. I think he's afraid that losing the lake house means no more Wave Runner rides.
Yeah.
So please tell him Family. I'm not selling the Wave Runner. Then we're going to go visit the lake. We're going to ride the Wave Runner. We can bring the Wave Runner back to Connecticut and ride it in the Long Island Sound. That'll be a whole different experience. He can ride in the saltwater. So
that'll be fun.
So we just need to tell Ozzy that we're going to plan fun things. We're not going to, like, you know, this is not a winding down thing. It's just a transition.
He says he might even try to catch a few fish.
Ah!
Don't be surprised if he jumps off and starts diving for fish. They take him in the ocean. That would be funny.
He never swam a day in his life until Isis passed away, and she used to be quite a swimmer. And then the day she died, he became partially her. He jumped in the water. His face changed. His entire psyche became. It was sad in a way because he went from a rowdy puppy to a serious man.
He grew up, it was a really tough thing for him,
but he's a magnificent being, and we're very grateful to have him with us.
Well, he's happy now to know that he's going to still get to go in the water and hang out. And is that good with you, Ozzy, now? You're cool with all that?
And
he says, okay, he's good.
And tell Taylor Bay that when we say it's okay, that she can stop barking. Whoever's coming up to the house. Once we say it's okay, you're allowed to alert us, but once we give you the thumbs up, you're allowed to stop. You don't have to run to a different window and start all over again.
Did you hear that, Taylor? Just stick with one window, and when they say stop, that's it. No going back and forth. Really.
All right.
Okay.
Well, listen, this has been so much fun, and I am so grateful that Candy Kane Cooper, animal communicator extraordinaire, and someone who, if you are someone whose spirit links to animals and your life is connected to animals, you need to go on Candy's website and learn more about what she does. It's CandyCaneCooper.com, right, Candy?
Correct.
And that's CandyCaneCooper.com. And it's a great website. There's gorgeous pictures and biography stuff that I have enjoyed in little snippets as I've gone back and forth to the website. And you can hire the beautiful Candy Kane Cooper to communicate with you about your animals. So you just contact her through that website link and set up a session. It's the most wonderful thing you could do for yourself. If you're looking for insight, don't try to do it. Don't try this at home. But, you know, listen to your animals, and we'll leave you on that, because Candy and I, again, have agreed on something that we talk a lot to our animals and we need to listen more. So love hard, listen harder. And remember, your animals are a gift from God, and don't ever look at that gift without appreciating it. So I think that is going to do it for Clear Conscience Pet Radio, live from the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California, with my fantastic guest, animal communicator, Candy Kane Cooper. Candy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Anthony.
Woo!